Imagine driving down a Costa highway, the sun glinting off the ocean, when suddenly, crash! You've hit a guardrail because your eyes were following a jogger in a bikini instead of the road. This isn't just a hypothetical scenario. It's exactly what happened to Steven Arterburn before he began his journey towards sexual integrity. In a world saturated with sexual imagery, from billboards to smartphones, men face an unprecedented battle for their minds and marriages. Sexual temptation isn't new, but its accessibility and acceptance have reached epidemic proportions. Most men maintain outward respectability while privately struggling. You might let a woman walk ahead just to check her out. You might schedule your day around opportunities for visual gratification. You continue teaching Sunday school while telling yourself you're fine because you haven't physically cheated. Yet your conscience dims until sexual sin becomes as predictable as clockwork, like checking out that certain coworker at 9:30 every morning or rushing home to secretly watch a neighbor sunbathe. What's most alarming? This battle rages silently in the lives of 80% of men, not just those with serious addictions, but everyday men fighting a fractional addiction that slowly erodes their integrity, relationships, and spiritual life. Among you, there must not be even a hint of sexual immorality. This unambiguous biblical standard, Ephesians 5:3, seems impossibly high today. So we compromise, creating comfortable mixtures when God's standard feels too difficult. This compromise happens through naivety, rebellion, or carelessness. Like Israelites who failed to eliminate pagan influences, men become ensnared when they don't eliminate every hint of sexual sin. Occasional indulgence develops into habits that damage relationships, self-worth, and spiritual vitality. Four male tendencies make sexual purity challenging: rebelliousness, from Adam to modern crime statistics, boredom with the straight life that makes temptation alluring, a persistent sex drive, and visual sexual gratification, a particular vulnerability in our digital age. The crucial distinction is between aiming for excellence versus obedience. Excellence allows compromise, balancing quality and costs. This works in business, but proves disastrous spiritually. Christians who settle for excellence rather than obedience gradually accept lower standards that lead to deeper struggles. Like World War II veteran Bernie Baker, who fought cancer with unwavering determination, men must decide to fight sexual impurity with the same resolute mindset. Victory requires developing such deep hatred for your sin that you're willing to wage all-out war against it. Those who repeatedly fail never truly developed sufficient hatred for their impurity. Ben continued purchasing Playboy because he didn't hate them enough. Kirk rationalized inappropriate behavior as commonplace. Many wait until crisis points, like 17-year-old Ronnie, whose sexual fantasies unexpectedly turned homosexual, before taking decisive action. How do men escape sexual sin without eliminating their maleness? The answer is choosing manhood over mere maleness. When fathers told us to be a man about it, they were encouraging us to rise above natural tendencies. Our Heavenly Father calls us to the same, to rise above inclinations toward impurity through spiritual discipline and divine grace. The encouraging news? God has already provided everything necessary for victory through Christ's finished work. At Calvary, He purchased both our freedom from sin's power and the authority to live purely. Sexual purity ultimately doesn't require more power, but rather the courage to make decisive choices in critical moments. The comprehensive battle plan for sexual purity involves three defense perimeters: your eyes, mind, and heart. First, train your eyes to bounce away from pretty women and sensual images immediately. This reflex must become automatic, like jerking your hand from a hot stove. The immediacy is crucial as the chemical high happens quickly. Identify your visual weaknesses and create targeted defenses. When a man reduces external visual stimulation, he naturally increases desire for his wife, the only legitimate outlet for his sexual energy. Second, control your mind. While eye defense functions like a wall, the mind works like a custom station, filtering what enters. Facts are killer viruses to inappropriate attractions. Knowing someone is happily married makes maintaining fantasies harder. Third, cherish your wife. When selfish expectations go unmet, frustration erodes your will to maintain purity. Your wedding promise wasn't conditional. You committed to love her regardless of circumstances. Focus on addressing your own shortcomings rather than fixating on hers. While the strategies are straightforward, implementation is challenging. You need both offensive and defensive weapons, a sword and shield. Your sword must be precise and deployable. I have made a covenant with my eyes, Job 31:1. When temptation strikes, speak it decisively. No, I've made a covenant with my eyes. Your shield, a protective verse for deeper meditation, may prove even more crucial. You have no right to look at that. You haven't the authority, based on 1 Corinthians 6:18-20. This reminds you that your body belongs to God. Many blame God for continued defeats, but Scripture states believers are dead to sin, but alive to God. Sexual impurity results from poor decisions and unused available resources, not a tumor requiring divine removal. Expect a predictable timeline. The first 2 weeks bring repeated failures. Weeks 3 and 4 mix victories with defeats. By weeks 5 and 6, your eyes develop consistency, bouncing away from triggers, and spiritual oppression lifts. After about a year, major battles decrease as bouncing becomes automatic, and your brain develops new neural pathways. Sexual purity offers rewards that touch every aspect of life. Sin creates barriers between you and God, with sexual sin forming a private chamber that withers your spiritual relationship. Breaking free brings clarity and peace to your soul. In marriage, purity dissolves barriers of shame that poison intimacy. When secrecy ends, trust flourishes. Your wife finds peace through open communication, and by reserving your sexual attention solely for her, you discover her beauty more deeply. Perhaps most powerful is breaking generational sin patterns. Fred, whose family had a history of pornography use and marital betrayal, achieved victory and later witnessed his 16-year-old son confidently reject pornography when offered by friends, breaking the generational chain of addiction. After a decade, these strategies create lasting change. Eyes naturally avoid compromising situations, and marriages transform from tension to deep trust. The most profound impact appears in the next generation. While Fred, at 23, struggled with addiction and multiple sexual partners, his son Jason broke generational patterns, choosing marriage without having kissed a girl before his wedding day, reflecting genuine sexual integrity. The journey begins with the fear of revealing sexual secrets, yet hope consistently emerges through confession, as restored marriages testify. This battle transcends merely avoiding sin. It's embracing God's design for sexuality. When men choose this path, their marriages become more intimate, their leadership more authentic, and their impact more lasting. Create a testimony that will influence families, churches, and future generations with a legacy of sexual integrity in a world desperate for such examples.